Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. We're in the midst of such an amazing and powerful time. The energy, vibration, and consciousness of every single person on the planet is increasing day by day. People are beginning to remember who they are, and they are understanding more and more why they volunteered to be on Earth during this auspicious time. We're beginning to awaken to who and why we're here. Sometimes this awareness is enlightening and wonderful, but sometimes it's confusing and may even seem scary at times. When people become afraid, they revert back to their old behavior patterns that often do not serve their highest good. These patterns are often based in separation and duality, which leads them to polarize against each other. And it's increasing this us-against-them mentality. We can see that manifesting all over the world at this time. Today we're going to discuss the profound truth that separation and duality are actually illusions, and that the oneness of all life is the only reality that is vibrating through the frequencies of the new Earth. This new Earth is now manifesting day by day through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of humanity as we move forward in the light. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Remember, we're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel yourself just letting go of all of the stress of the day. Anything you have to take care of will be waiting for you at the end of this hour, and you can handle it from a higher place of peace and comfort. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. And as you breathe in deeply, reaching higher and higher into the realms of God's infinite perfection, exhaling, magnetizing down into the world of form, the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God. Feel this love flowing through the divine matrix, the body of our Father, Mother, God, within which everything lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. Feel this love flowing through your heart flame into the physical world of form. Under the guidance of your I Am presence, this love is projected into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Through the I Am presence of every person, in alignment with his or her highest good, and the greatest love for all concerned, know that your love is lifting you up, and as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to be talking about remembering the oneness of all life. I'm going to reiterate the fact that when the Earth aligned with the galactic core of the Milky Way on December 21st, 2012, this planet and all life evolving upon her ascended up the spiral of evolution into higher frequencies of the fifth dimension than we have ever experienced. The Earth actually reached a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that allowed her to reclaim her rightful place in our solar system. This is a position the Earth had not been able to achieve since our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. During that fateful time, we fell off of the spiral of evolution, and we inadvertently created the oppressive wheel of karma upon which we have been trapped for literally millennia. Now, during the shift of the ages, which took place on December 21st, 2012, not only the Earth, but every particle of life throughout the whole of creation was breathed up the spiral of evolution by our Father, Mother, God into the next octave of their learning experience. That means that the entire universe has ascended into the next phase of their evolutionary process. After the God victorious accomplishment of that very rare shift of the ages, another wonderful event took place. The very next day, on December 22nd, 2012, as millions of people all over the planet focused on birthing the new Earth in the world of form, the new fifth-dimensional Earth was birthed in the realms of cause. And instantaneously, the patterns of perfection for the new Earth began flowing into the mental and emotional strata of the planet and are now awaiting the moment when humanity will reach up in consciousness and tap into these patterns and magnetize them into the physical plane through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. Through this process, humanity will transform this planet into her divine destiny, which is heaven on earth. Since the birth of the new earth, the frequency of the planet is being raised exponentially, moment by moment. This is creating the space for each of our I Am presences, the divinity within our heart flame, to raise our consciousness. This is allowing the light of God to increase in our individual lives and in the collective lives of humanity. People everywhere through this process are beginning to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing people to tap into the patterns of perfection for the fifth dimensional new earth that has recently been birthed in the realms of cause. These patterns are flowing into the mental and emotional strata of the planet and are now readily accessible for us to tap into. These patterns clearly demonstrate the oneness of all life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. When this truth resonates in the heart and mind of a person, he or she knows, as an inner knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt, that as sons and daughters of God, we are one with all life, and that there is no such thing as us and them. The patterns of perfection for the new earth reflect only divine love, oneness, and reverence for life. But in order for these patterns to manifest in the physical plane, everything that conflicts with those patterns must be pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. So what does that mean? It means that all of the things that are causing people's pain and suffering around the world are now being pushed to the surface in our individual as well as our collective lives as the family of humanity. This is what we're witnessing when we turn on the nightly news and see all of the abominable things that humanity is doing to each other. These things are not coming up at this accelerated pace to cause us more pain and suffering or to take us down the tubes. They're being pushed to the surface by the love of God and the frequencies of the new fifth-dimensional Earth that has been birthed so that we can transmute them back into light. They're coming up because we must transmute them back into light in order for the patterns of the new Earth to become tangible in our life experiences in this physical plane. So one of the greatest needs of the hour is for humanity to transmute these patterns, to heal our fear-based polarization that is causing so much pain and suffering all over the world. This fragmented fear-based consciousness of our human ego that's based in polarization literally believes that its physical body is all we are and the physical plane is all that exists. Our egos have the distorted acceptance that whatever it needs to do to survive is appropriate. Lie, cheat, steal, kill, whatever. And we can see evidence of that all over the world when we watch the nightly news and become aware of the terrible things that people are doing to each other all over the planet. Once we become aware of this and accept and understand that this fear-based polarization is coming up just to be healed, we can detach from it rather than latching on to it, wringing our hands and making it part of our experience, empowering it with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Then we need to magnetize the patterns of perfection for the new Earth through our heart flame and project them into the physical world of form. So today we're going to discuss the process of how we can accomplish this facet of the unfolding divine plan, how we can transmute the surfacing negativity and at the same time focus on what we want to create in our lives, the patterns of perfection that reflect oneness, unified hearts, and reverence for all life. Just imagine when everybody on the planet is functioning from that level of consciousness, we will be tapping into viable solutions for all of the maladies existing in the physical plane. And everybody will be working together as a collective body to solve the problems on Earth, creating win-win situations for everybody involved. There's no more competition. There's no more us against them, but rather a unified effort. I know you realize that at this very moment, already, we have the divine knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that there should not be a single person on the planet who is hungry, a single person on the planet who does not have health care or security or comfort or a place to live or a beautiful environment that they can experience. We have the ability to do that, but it's our fear-based consciousness, the polarization, the competition of us against them that feels that we need to take from others so that we will just have more and more and more. That consciousness is an old frequency that cannot and will not be sustained in the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. We have begun our ascension into the fifth-dimensional realms of the new Earth. Now we need to transmute the negative that is surfacing by invoking the new frequencies of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. This is a magnificent new frequency of the violet flame, more powerful than anything we've ever experienced, that is specifically qualified with the frequencies of our Father, Mother, God to transmute the surfacing negativity. Once we blaze this exquisite violet flame through all of the human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface in our individual lives, as well as the lives of all humanity, We need to focus our attention then on what we want to co-create on the planet and seal this transmuted energy in this higher frequency by empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings the wondrous things that we want to manifest in our lives, not the things that we're worrying about and the things that we're afraid of and that we don't want to manifest. There's an expression, where your attention is, there you are. And this is not just a trite rambling. This is a profound truth. Whatever we focus our thoughts and feelings on, we are empowering and bringing into our lives. So we need to stop worrying about what we don't want. The Company of Heaven said worry is a way of praying for what you do not want. Instead, we need to detach from the negativity, look at it, see what's going on, and say, okay, what do I want to create in my life instead of that? Then invoking the violet flame to transmute, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, whatever created that negativity in the first place, and then say, what do I want instead of that? And start empowering what you want instead of the negative things that are surfacing that are causing your pain and suffering. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is, in order to change something, we do not try to alter the existing model. Instead, we create a new model and make the old one obsolete. This is what we need to do with the existing systems on Earth that are not working toward the highest good for all life. For instance, the banking systems in Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not sink. Instead of waiting for people to change who are still being grossly manipulated by their human egos, people with a higher consciousness need to create a new monetary system that will make the old ones irrelevant. Instead of waiting for corporations who are creating the devastating pollution and all of the negativity on the planet that they're responsible for, to develop a reverence for life with a higher consciousness, we need to reach up and tap into viable solutions for new kinds of clean energy and life-enhancing energy, which are available in the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Once these patterns are brought into physical manifestation, the old energy sources that have wreaked havoc on the planet, polluting our water and our air and our land, are going to be irrelevant. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. The key is that we need to face these challenges and co-create new options without falling into the polarization of us against them. Remember, separation and duality are illusions. There is no separation. We are one. With every thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we express, we are either adding to the light of the world, affecting every particle of life throughout the whole of creation, or we're adding to the shadow, depending on what our frame of mind is and the energy and vibration associated with our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. Because of the intensity of the challenges that humanity is going through at this time, the Company of Heaven is asking all of us around the world who are awakened enough to realize the oneness of life to join forces with them in our effort to transmute the past for our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity and for ourselves, so that they can get their heads above the mud puddle of their human miscreations effectively enough to connect with their God self, the Company of Heaven, and begin invoking the light of God to transmute their own transgressions of the law of harmony and balance. We are being asked to accelerate this process by co-creating a force field of transfiguring divine love that will envelop the earth and all life evolving upon her. This will help to shift the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing within the knowing of our hearts the oneness of all life in new and profound ways. As the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will begin to raise their heads up, and they will transcend the chaos and confusion of their lives. Then people will remember who they are and why they are here. They will know that they are not this fragmented, fear-based consciousness known as the human ego, but rather they are beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. The truth of their oneness with all life will begin to reflect then in their behavior patterns, and they will be striving with love to create win-win situations that involve the highest good for all concerned. So now, let's go within and ask the presence of God pulsating in our hearts, our I Am Presence, to join with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on the planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment at this time. Together we will breathe our radiant light into a chalice that will cradle the entire planet Earth, forming an open portal from the heart of God into the center of the Earth, through which the love of God and the light of God can flow to lift all life on this planet into new frequencies of transfiguring divine love. Through this process, we will offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. And we will release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve our highest good. We will pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness within ourselves and all of humanity. It is vital that every day we deliberately use our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions to add to the light of the world. We've all been preparing and training for literally lifetimes to do this during this cosmic moment on Earth, to ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity in the Earth. Let's join together now and create that force field of transfiguring divine love. Centered within unity consciousness, our collective spiritual ability will empower each of us to accomplish this facet of the divine plan. Ask your I Am Presence for guidance. Listen to your heart. Trust yourself. And remember, you are powerful beyond your knowing. And we begin. I am my I Am Presence. And I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. We now focus on this visualization with the full power of our attention, knowing that we are joining in consciousness with light workers around the world who are participating in this activity of light with us. Through this unified effort with the Company of Heaven, our efforts are being expanded 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, exponentially, creating a force field of love that envelops the entire planet Earth. We begin by invoking our I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth to take full dominion right here and right now of our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs, lifting us into perfect alignment with our individual divine plans and the highest good for all concerned. Our Father, Mother, God, now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is blazing in every person's heart flame. This expansion of light creates a tremendous magnetic heart of divine love that that is now enveloping the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart of transfiguring divine love is drawing to itself the energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure love from every ascended level of being throughout the universe. This gift of divine love is flowing into our planetary cause and helps us to manifest the perfection of oneness and reverence for all life through the hearts and minds of every person evolving on this planet. Our Father, Mother, God, now send forth a clarion call, and 12 magnificent solar archangels of transfiguring divine love respond. These selfless beings of light descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the electronic belt around the great, great central sun. They take their strategic positions around the planet and willingly prepare to assist all of us with this activity of light. These solar archangels are now stationed equal distance around the Earth's equator. And as one unified force of transfiguring divine love, they project the light from their heart flames into the center of the Earth. The archangels begin conducting a symphony of love that is ensouling and interpenetrating our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her as this light expands through the divine momentum in the center of the Earth, out through Mother Earth's crystal grid system, which are the acupuncture meridians in the body of Mother Earth. This light bursts through the crust of the Earth, through the water element, the air element, the nature kingdom, the human kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and all life evolving on this planet is being bathed with this scintillating light of transfiguring divine love. This love from the archangels is expanding and expanding through every person's fifth dimensional solar heart chakra. The I Am presence of every person is becoming a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on the planet. Together, as one heart, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of love, we in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project this force field of transfiguring divine love into the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving on this precious planet. This sacred fire is now blazing through all humanity, through the elemental kingdom, through the angelic kingdom, and out through the entire atmosphere of Earth. Through this activity of light, the I Am presence within each person is an open door for this resplendent love. At inner levels, every person on the planet is now experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love through their I Am presence. Every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration, the cause of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are surfacing all over the planet to be healed and transmuted back into light. Through the love of our source field of transfiguring divine love, now being anchored on earth through every person's heart flame, in perfect alignment with his or her I Am presence, their divine plan, and the highest good for all concerned. Together we are setting into place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love over which humanity will ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light associated with the magnificent new earth. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut. We are exploring and rediscovering the company of heaven and the divinity within every person, in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love is attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively as we live within it. We are being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are here and now the masters of love we were always destined to be. We now know ourselves as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now expanding their light to embrace every human being in a cosmic force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field surrounds each of us, and it is anchored directly within the divinity of our hearts. As the divine intelligence within this sacred fire begins pulsating in through and around our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, every person's I Am presence now affirms with a deep inner knowing, I am a planetary force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love that is now enveloping the earth is transforming the primal life substance of my four earthly bodies, as well as the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of beloved Mother Earth. I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life, and now with every holy breath I take, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning as we begin tangibly manifesting the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I feel this force field of divine love permanently secured within my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. I accept that this force field of transfiguring divine love is manifest now and forever, sustained through the holy grace of our Father, Mother, God. It is done, and so it is, beloved I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally as I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical body. Now, precious heart, please listen to the following words that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven so that we can understand at a more clear level what polarization is and how we can transmute it. Listen to these words through the open heart and mind of your I Am presence. Day by day, more and more people are awakening. This is inspiring them to lift their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. As I mentioned earlier, when our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomena has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Then we know beyond a shadow of a doubt from the very core of our being that we are one with all life and that there's no such thing as us and them. When this reality resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity or the excuse for war becomes impossible to accept. The concepts of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, the abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, and every other reflection of our belief in separation and duality become intolerable. Often from our newly awakened state of consciousness, our reflex response from our lower human ego is to take a stand against these negative situations and behavior patterns. But unfortunately, this causes us to polarize ourselves against the people involved in those particular activities. Anytime we polarize ourselves against any person or group of people, we motivate them to fight back and to polarize themselves against us. We can see that clearly in our political system, unfortunately, at this time. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation and more dysfunction in our lives. We attempt to solve this problem by arguing in our case and by trying to coerce people that we're polarized against into seeing things our way. We often share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince them that their way of thinking and feeling are flawed. They, in turn, argue that from their perspective and their way of thinking, that what we are saying is delusional and that we're being duped by unrealistic idealism. Of course, these arguments are futile and only exacerbate our polarization. It's time for all of us that are awakening to really grasp the fact that people do not know what they do not know. Once a person awakens, his or her consciousness is raised up, and their perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness, with less fear, with more love. This shift of consciousness allows the person to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of all life at a deeper level. The concept of the oneness of all life is a complete, clear understanding at that point. It makes perfect sense, and we begin to see how our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings have created our life situations and affected the people around us. This awakening results in an indisputable inner knowing within the person's heart and mind who has awakened. Now, we've all experienced that at one time or another, when we just have this epiphany, and we just know something in our heart of hearts, and no one can tell us that it's not true, because we have experienced an inner knowing that is indisputable. When an unawakened person tries to deny or discredit that inner knowing within us, it is futile. And that effort is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there's no such thing as color and music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. Instead of arguing with them, fighting with them, polarizing ourselves against them, trying to coerce them into seeing things our way, the sighted hearing person would feel love and compassion for the deaf and blind person. And he or she would respond to that person with patience, with understanding, not trying to force our beliefs onto, but allowing them the space to evolve and move into that understanding on their own. Now, unfortunately, we cannot easily tell if someone is awakened or not, and we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they're capable of understanding. One of the things the beings of light consistently say is that, contrary to our belief systems, everyone is doing the best they can according to their wisdom and their understanding. Not that people aren't doing things that they know are wrong, they are. But the problem is they have no concept of the magnitude of the ramifications of their behavior, or they wouldn't be doing that. When we expect more from people than they're capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things. This only polarizes us further. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere because we are literally moving forward at warp speed and everything is being accelerated. The negativity is coming up faster and we're being expected to transmute it into light faster. We can no longer just push the snooze button and pretend like it's not happening. The more we try to procrastinate or put the garbage can lid on the garbage and just delay it, it'll just blow the garbage can lid off. It'll come up more intensely, more difficulty, until we have no other choice to say, okay, wait a minute, I give up. I have to stop and handle this situation. It is a time when we are literally walking with our feet in both worlds. Humanity is being purged, and the negative behavior of our lower human egos is being pushed to the surface at a greatly accelerated pace to be healed and transmuted. This is a necessary part of our transformation and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new Earth. These distorted, mutated patterns of pain and suffering cannot be sustained in the frequencies of the new Earth, nor will they be sustained in those frequencies. They must be transmuted into light before we begin really experiencing the full perfection of the new Earth. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. Now, at the same time, we have birthed the new Earth, and we are getting glimpses of the patterns of perfection that are pulsating through the mental and emotional strata of the planet. We are being asked to focus on those patterns because we are responsible for bringing them into the physical plane. It seems, as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, atrocities of war, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and our belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, but they've not been brought to the attention of the masses as profoundly as they are at this time. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized through the fear-based consciousness of their lower human ego. They are polarizing over every conceivable aspect of life with greater intensity, it seems, than ever before. They're polarized over wars, the economy, taxes, health, health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management, labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on and on and on, ad infinitum. We've been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we've ever known. And the Earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the realms of infinite physical perfection, which is the frequency of the new Earth. In order for the Earth and humanity to complete this ascension process, and for heaven on Earth to become a manifest reality, we have to heal this polarization. Then divine love, eternal peace, and the infinite abundance of God will be the order of the new day on planet Earth. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to awakened light workers, you and me and the rest of willing humanity, to heal this polarization. This means that every other awakened soul on Earth has to accept responsibility for being our sisters and brothers' keeper. This is our purpose and reason for being. This is why we agreed to embody on Earth at this time. And the important thing to understand is that we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. Now, what affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up with me. So instead of polarizing against everything we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete, a reality in which every man, woman, and child is looking for the highest good of all concerned, developing win-win situations in every challenge that's facing us on this planet. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and focus it on the visions of the new Earth, heaven on Earth. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect oneness or reverence for life, we can invoke the light of God into the situation and transmute the negativity associated with it by using the new frequencies of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. After transmuting this essence in, through, and around these negative surfacing patterns, we can then say, what do we want instead of that? And envision the patterns of perfection that would exist when we manifest heaven on earth. Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we can invoke the I Am presences of the people who hold public office and ask them to take command of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Then we can visualize public officials striving for the highest good of all humanity. When greed, selfishness, and the gross imbalance of the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we can invoke the I Am presence of the people involved in these activities as well. We can envision their I Am presence taking command of their hearts and minds, and we can visualize them responding with integrity, generosity, honesty, and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we bring into form. We need to create the vision of what we want life on Earth to be like. And then we need to set about creating this new reality. In addition to empowering the vision of heaven on Earth with every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Since all life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher consciousness or transmute an aspect of our human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, we also lift and transmute the collective consciousness and energies of all humanity as well. as we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we need to simply ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift their consciousness and to transmute their negative behavior patterns simultaneously in alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth in this wondrous way, let's make the heart commitment to invoke the new frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. This is the crystalline, fifth-dimensional solar violet flame. And ask that this violet flame transmute everything on the planet that is conflicting with the patterns of the new earth and the force field of transfiguring divine love that is now bathing the planet. This force field of transfiguring divine love is far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any of the fear-based, fragmented, humanly generated force fields of energy that are perpetuating the serious problems facing us on the planet. Love is infinitely more powerful than any of the maladies on Earth. It is a universal law that if the inner conditions or forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love, the outer conditions of the world will proceed to reflect the divine plan for planet Earth. When we try to change outer conditions without changing that inner core of love, it's like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that's causing the reflection, the cause of the problem. The cause of the problems existing on Earth are our belief in separation and duality. The cause for the transformation of the planet into the new Earth and the patterns of perfection from the fifth dimension is transfiguring divine love. The divine plan for the Earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection if it is not interfered with by our human ego. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great forces of cause, the forces of love, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Most of us are trying to manage effects in our lives rather than focusing on the cause, which will truly change the situation from within. That is a futile effort when we change from the effects instead of the cause. Now we know that we must change the cause. When we deal with the cause, transfiguring divine love, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves, then blazing the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame into and around every electron of energy that would in any way interfere with those patterns of perfection from manifesting. So this week, take some time during this very powerful time to focus on what you would like to manifest in the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Write them down. Empower them with your thoughts and feelings. Say to yourself, if I had no limitations and I could create the most perfect life for myself, what would it be? Heaven on earth for you. And then ask that the violet flame transmute anything from all time frames and dimensions that would prevent your vision of heaven on earth from manifesting for you. Remember, your vision must always be reflecting the oneness of all life and the highest good for all concerned. Precious Heart, I am so grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God during this powerful time, a surrogate on behalf of unawakened humanity, who in a very short time is going to accept responsibility for their own transformation. But in the meantime, you and I and the rest of awakening humanity are being asked to hold that sacred space, which is a privilege and honor beyond the comprehension of our finite minds. Please join with me again next week as we expand the light of the world during this wonderful time. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.